This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
This year, I'm actually producing our sixth annual The Ladies' Room. This year, it's called Six and the City.
That's Holly Cole Brown.
Each year, we kind of name it after which one it was. We had You Can Two It and Three Times a Lady.
Ladies' Room is a sketch comedy production by Pineapple Shaped Lamps. It's on stage this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
When we first started, we didn't really have a lot of female writers. So female actors who were not writers were always kind of struggling for good parts that weren't always the mother or the girlfriend or your stereotypical female role. And we've definitely evolved from that, but we like the tradition of continuing to do this. It is a full-on sketch comedy show. If you don't know what that means, it's very much like Saturday Night Live. We have individual sketches, about 10 of them, that make up the entire show.
What are some of your favorite moments that you're involved in this show?
We have a lot of really good sketches this year. I think my favorite is we have a sleepover sketch that's just a bunch of 12-year-old girls, and a murderer shows up, but they just bully him until he just starts crying and leaves. That's probably my absolute favorite, is getting into the mindset of a 12-year-old bully.
That's Holly Cole Brown, producer of Ladies' Room, Six in the City. Pineapple Shaped Lamps has another production opening April 12th. Local playwright Chase Harrison, who has twice won Wilmington Theater Awards for Best Original Play, debuts his latest horror show, Insanity.
Insanity.
It's two words. The tagline is, the only place to hide is ... insanity. I love the horror genre very much, and I've watched it my entire life. Me and my dad didn't go into sports. We just went to horror movies. Insanity comes from my love of 70s Italian zombie flicks that are always more about a sense of trapped urgency. It's never about, like, the undead. It's about this force that's bringing things back, and a massive love of franchises. I love a series that can go from part 1 to part 20. So what I really wanted to do with Insanity is create my own franchise within one play. So it's three acts. Don't let that intimidate you. It's a very fast-moving show. Each act takes place at a different time at the Jarvis Thompson Home for the Mentally Uncommon's history. It's not as much ghost and vengeful spirits as so much bad stuff has just happened in one location. Before it was a mental institution, it was a spot of a massacre, it was a spot of a cult, it was a spot of witch burnings. Not to sound hippy-dippy with it, but so many bad vibes have been left in one place that it's just manifested itself into its own consciousness. So it's the idea of a bad mood becomes sentient. It's messing with people. It's torturing and tormenting people because it just needs this sense of being entertained. Mm. I mean, that's kind of the grandness of humanity, is we're so easily bored. We're a bored species constantly. If you personified that boredom into one being and you did this personification of everything negative that humanity gives itself, what form of entertainment would that look for? And it's this very twisted idea.
That's Chase Harrison, playwright and director of Insanity. Ladies' Room is on stage this Thursday through Saturday, and Insanity runs April 12th through 29th. Both shows are at the North Front Theater. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.